today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study in Psalm 73. And if you have access to a Bible, I'd encourage you to go and find it and sit down with us as we open the Bible and consider His Word today. Psalm 73, this is part of a series we began a couple weeks ago. And you can go back and hear all of the messages and all of the studies in this series at our website, considerhisword.org. When you go to the website, just click on radio programs and you can go back and hear all of these programs for the month of June in this series, When Trouble Comes. And I hope that it will be a blessing and an encouragement to you. I want to encourage you in these messages. We live in troubled times, and I know many are struggling. I wonder about many who I know here in our area have applied for unemployment, and it still has not come through. It's been weeks and weeks and weeks, and I'm concerned about some of them and try to help when we can. And so I know you may be struggling, and this may be hard times for you. We are living in trouble times. And I believe here in Psalm 73 that we'll find some encouragement in the Word of God. So go back and listen to all of the messages in this series at considerhisword.org. While you're there, there's also a link that says Contact Us, where you can send us a note and let us know where you're hearing our program today. And if you'll give us an address, we will send you a little prayer journal. Now, I'm not going to flood your email box, or I'm not going to send you a whole bunch of mail asking you for money. We just don't do that. But we will send you a little prayer journal. It's a journal that'll just fit right in your pocket or in a purse, and you'll be able to take down prayer requests. It's a great little journal. I use one myself. And so either through the website, you can contact us. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. You can also simply write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, today we're going to be especially looking at the last part of Psalm 73 and some of the ways that Asaph, who wrote this song, encouraged us and how the Lord encouraged us through the words of Asaph, and I hope that it will be a blessing and encouragement to you. As we've been the last couple weeks looking at really the whole situation of this chapter, we see that Asaph seems to be very frustrated. Now, he starts the psalm on a very positive note. He said, "Truly, God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart." And he recognizes the goodness of God, and certainly we could sit down and count our blessings and how good God has been to us, how he has abundantly blessed us, even through all of these hard times and the things that's been going on. You've been able to eat, you have food, you've been able to have a place to sleep, and God has been taking care of you. And I hope that where you are, that maybe God has opened up your church again. We're still here on lockdown here, and I'm hoping soon we'll be able to open up And we're praying about that and asking the Lord to help us to get our churches opened up so that we can begin worshiping together again. It may look different for a while, and I know it's difficult, but we can still sit down and count our blessings and see how God is good to us. Certainly Asaph saw the goodness of God to Israel, but when he looked around, he saw that it seemed to him that it was the wicked who were prospering. The people who were not following the Lord. In fact, he mentions here that God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. I believe here he's talking about people who are right with God. And yet, very quickly in the psalm, he turns to, like, he quit looking at heaven and quit looking at God and started looking around and seeing how the wicked were prospering and how that those who were not obeying the Lord and not serving the Lord were doing just fine. Now, he does eventually come to the conclusion that they may not be doing as well as it seems. And he speaks of what they're like and how it seems that they're doing so well. They even challenge God. In verse 9, he said, they set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. In other words, they're speaking even about the Lord and how God is not helping them and God is not blessing them. It's a sad thing, and it's a sad thing to see happen, a sad thing to watch here in the scripture even. Listen to his cry in verse 14. He says, for all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. And you can hear his anxiety and hear his pain. And then he recognizes, finally, in verse 17, he said, when I went to the sanctuary, in verse 17, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. And there will be an end. Sadly, those who never receive Christ will end up in a lake of fire. Read the last part of Revelation. And he could see their end, and this grieved him as well. That's why it's important for us to win people to Christ and to preach the gospel and tell people how they can be saved so that they will have an end in eternity with the Father and have a home in heaven. And as he began to think about these things, I find this interesting, this phrase where he said, until I went to the sanctuary of God. Now here I believe he was probably speaking specifically of the temple, but you know, sometimes the sanctuary of God is just wherever you are in that holy place with God, where you're praying and speaking to him and hearing from him, reading his word and listening to what he's saying to you. And he says, as I sat and listened and in the sanctuary, I began to understand. And he said, I understood their end. And he goes on and describes kind of what that end is like. He said, surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down unto destruction. How are they brought into desolation as in a moment they are utterly consumed with terrors. He begins to understand that maybe they don't have such a happy life. And maybe things are not going as great for them as it may sound. But here's what I want you to notice is at the end, some of the things that he decides that he's going to do. First thing he mentions is that he's going to live in the grip of God. He's going to rely on God's grip. Interesting what he says here. I'm going to pick up in verse 23. And he said, nevertheless, I am continually with thee, that has holden me by my right hand. It's interesting here what he says. He says, I'm with you. I am with thee. You know, it's interesting. He didn't say, you're with me. And he does say that later. And often we take comfort and we take especially a sense of God's presence when we realize that he is with us. And he promised all through Scripture that he would never leave you. He would never forsake us. But here he didn't say, you're with me. He said, I am with you. And I believe here we see a commitment to following and obeying the Lord. that he, whatever the world is doing and whatever is going on in the world, he said, I'm with you, Lord. I'm going to follow you and I'm going to stick by you. I remember years ago, we sang a song. This song especially was kind of a rallying cry and a revival that we had. The song said, who is on the Lord's side? I wanted to read a verse or two. The name of the song is, Who is on the Lord's Side? It was written by Francis Ridley Havergale. And the words say, who is on the Lord's side? Who will serve the King? Who will be his helpers, others, other lives to bring? Who will leave the world's side? Who will face the foe? Who is on the Lord's side? Who for him will go? By the call of mercy, by thy grace divine, we're on the Lord's side, Savior, we are thine. Is that your rallying call today? Could you say, I'm on his side? The last verse says, fierce may be the conflict, strong may be the foe, but the King's own army none can overthrow. Round his standard raging, victory is secure, for his truth unchanging makes the triumph sure. Joyfully enlisting by thy grace divine, we are on the Lord's side. Savior, we are thine. I hope that you're on the Lord's side. And he recognized not only that was he saying, I'm with you, but he recognized that he was in God's hand. In the second part of the verse, he says, thou hast holden me by my right hand. And he recognized that God was helping him and that God was strengthening him. You know, sometimes it seems like we feel so far away from God and we feel like we have no relationship with God. And we find out in the end that all the time God had a hold of us. We think we're trying to hang on to God and holding on, only to find out that in reality, he's holding on to us. The Bible tells us that he has us in the grip of his hand. And no one, he said, can pluck us out of the Father's hand. And all through the Bible, we see the promises of God's grip. I've seen times when somebody has written in his grip when they signed a letter. I like that, in his grip. And I'll tell you, when you feel discouraged, when you feel that the world is against you, you've got to remember that you're in his grip. Trying to hang on to him and recognize that he's holding on to you and just rest in him. He's got this. And he's got you. Thanks for listening today. Join us again next week when we open the scripture and consider his word.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. Word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.